We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For a third time, the leaders of North and South Korea will meet as negotiations for nuclear disarmament continue. CBS foreign affairs analyst Pamela Falk is on the news line with us. Thanks for joining us, Pamela. And where do talks stand right now?
Hi, Pat. The rival Koreas will meet on Monday. This is, as you say, the third such meeting in recent months. And this is between Kim Jong-un and South Korea's President Moon Jae-in. And the idea is to keep discussion on nuclear disarmament, the vows that were made at the summit in June between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Now, Pyongyang, North Korea, has stepped up to its calls for a formal end to the Korean War. They want the eventual removal of 28,000 U.S. troops, and they're looking for some upside financially. In other words, they want to see perhaps some easing of the sanctions. Now, just an hour ago, Pat, you heard from the North Korean their news agency, KCNA, call the U.S. Increase of some of the sanctions, which it just did, added some designations, a foolish act that amounts to waiting to see a boiled egg hatch out, and called it shameless and impertinent. So I think things are not going as smoothly as North Korea wants, but at least North and South will be meeting on Monday.
At least they're talking, right? At least they're talking.
At least they're talking.
Well, switching gears, we know that the U.S. backed out of the U.N. Human Rights Council, which now has a new leader. So what is the plan moving forward on that?
Well, the U.N. Secretary General just made this appointment of Michelle Bachelet, known to many in the international community, the former president of Chile, to be his new human rights chief. And that would replace Jordan's very outspoken Zayed al-Hussein, who ends his four-year term under fire, deciding not to run again. Now, Zayed has been outspoken on many countries, but particularly for his sharp tongue attacks on the Trump administration. Now, Bachelet is not only a former Chilean president and minister and head of UN Women, but more to the point, she knows firsthand about human rights abuses, and she suffered during the Pinochet era back in the 1970s when her father died in prison and she and her mother were jailed and tortured. Now, the U.S. has pushed back, Ambassador Nikki Haley saying the U.S. withdrew from the council, which is part of the whole human rights operation agency run out of Geneva of the U.N., because of its failure to address some human rights abuses in the Western Hemisphere and their overemphasis, obsession, she said, with Israel.
And how do you feel about this? Do you think the U.S. will come back to the council?
The U.S. may not come back to the council unless there are major changes. But it does seem that she will, the U.S. will get along with Michelle Bachelet. She knows and she has very good relations with the United States. She has dealt with the United States as ministers and as minister and as president of Chile. And I think they will respect the fact that she understands not only the process, but the politics of making sure human rights moves forward.
Well, thank you for joining us, as always.
Absolutely, Pat. She's gotten a lot of positive reinforcement thus far, so I think we'll have to see.
Well, thanks for your insight. That's CBS foreign affairs analyst Pamela Falk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.